Hi everyone, welcome to Empower, my power, your power, our power. Every woman has her own unique facial features, skin tone and hair texture that define her. Sometimes all she needs is someone to identify her assets and accentuate them. Dr. Geeta Fazalboy helps women enhance their inherent beauty. A founder member of Skin & You, ranked Mumbai's third best clinic in dermatology by the Times of India's All India Lifestyle Hospital and Clinic Ranking Survey 2015, Dr. Geeta is a qualified dermatologist with expertise in skin, nail and hair care. In a short span of 10 years, her expertise in aesthetic dermatology has won her several awards, the most recent being the Vogue Beauty Award 2017, for the best of industry skin expert. Apart from running a successful practice and being a hands-on mother, Dr. Geeta also consults at St. Elizabeth Hospital in Malabar Hill and Kambala Hill Hospital, both in Mumbai. Her state-of-the-art clinic provides treatments for skin and hair issues, acne and scar removal, medifacials, chemical peels, pigmentation, laser hair removal, Botox and fillers, skin lightening, vampire lift, mini facelift with threads, and a 360-degree program of heat freeze and dissolve for body shaping and inch loss. So, I mean, there's so much more I can say about her, but she's a dear friend and a stunning woman, as you can see. So let's get started and find out more about the beautiful Dr. Geeta's journey and her work. Hi, Geeta. Welcome to Empower.
Hi, Meenakshi. Thank you. I don't think that was me who you were talking about. It just sounds like, wow.
No, you're a very...
But no, thank you for the great introduction. And thank you for, you know, having me and making me a power of, making me a part of Empower.
No, it's our pleasure.
Yes.
And so, the thing is that she's just very modest and the most elegant woman I've ever met and beautiful, as you can
Meenakshi,
see.
Meenakshi, I need so to stop these kind words, otherwise I'm going to be like
no,
flattered to another.
I say what I mean. Okay, so basically I'm interviewing Dr. Geeta today, not only because she's an expert in her field, but it's because she answers and all of us women can resonate with what she's going to talk about today. At some point or the other, we've always had problems with our hair or skin or want to look better. And why not? And that's why
yes,
we have
yes.
the perfect guest on Empower today. So,
thank
Geeta,
you.
You've been a revolutionary in the field of aesthetic medicine and practical dermatology. Tell us how it all started and what made you choose this field of expertise.
Well, so it started around, let's put it as 1998, 2000, mm-hmm. when I joined medicine. Mm-hmm. And it's been a long journey. I started off because my parents wanted me to be a doctor early. And it was great. Along the way, I met wonderful people. I would just say I was lucky to have met good mentors who taught me, you know, the right way to work. Because a medical field, you can get very, you can get lost in it. You need to have the right values when you're working. So yes, I had very good mentors who taught me the right values and the right way to approach this field. I have been doing this for almost 15 plus years and I enjoy each day that I go to work. I just work from the heart. It's just something that I love doing.
Okay, fabulous. So tell us a bit about the stuff that you do, and for everybody out there who's, say, even the younger girls who've never been, what is the difference between high intensity focused ultrasound, high focus, I hear a lot about it, and radio frequency, and what is good between the two? Tell us about the treatment a little bit, and what age should one consider it? Is it safe? You know, things like that.
Right. So these are both technical terms. So if somebody's just reading something and you know, what is HIFU or high intensity focused ultrasound or ultrasound? We have to just understand how our face and our body ages. As we age, we lose collagen. As we age, we get lines and wrinkles. As we age, everything just seems to be coming down. Everything just seems to be sagging. And you suddenly feel, oh my God, my eyes are sunken, my cheeks are sunken. Or in some people, they feel that, oh my God, my cheeks have reached my chin. So, you know, all these things. We
yes,
see
course.
This happening in our daily lives. HIFU is a simple system which just works to lift. Just remember
okay.
that. If somebody tells you do HIFU, I'm just going to be lifting your face. And if you have excess fat in certain areas, I can just decrease the volume in those areas. So it'll give you a more chiffon look, a good jawline, a great face contour. It'll have to lift your eyebrows. We, underneath our skin, God is just amazing. That's what I put it as. We have muscles and ligaments. And on top of that, there's just a sheet. You just put a blanket on everything. We just tighten the blanket. The Correct. Same blanket is tightened when we also do a surgical facelift.
Correct.
So that is what HIFU does non-surgically. Mm-hmm. When you talk about ultrasound, they're two different things. Ultrasound just helps to build more collagen, fill our lines and wrinkles. If we do, but at the same time, it does help us to, melt or soften the areas over there. If I'm going to be working with an ultrasound or radio frequency, I'm just going to be generating collagen. So I can, yes, it helps to contour, but it doesn't do the lifting as well as the HIFU does the
lifting.
Okay. So when I'm looking for volume improvement, I should work with ultrasound with radio frequency. And when I'm working with the lifting, then the HIFU is great. But HIFU as a system is a better system according to me than the ultrasound.
Okay, nice. So tell me, what is a good age, or does it vary from person to person?
Meenakshi, these days there's no age.
That's true.
We have younger.
Also, the awareness is there, right?
There is awareness. There's Instagram. There's podcasts. There is name it and it is today. I have my girls, even today, little girls, 6 years, 7 years, they want to dance. They want to, they just want to look good.
Right.
There is no age to looking good. There's no age to having the right clicks on cameras. There's no age to having the defined jawline.
Correct.
You could be born with something, but you could want something. All of us don't want different. We don't want what we are
idea
wanting.
Of beauty is so also
idea,
relative.
Yes. Idea of beauty has changed.
Right.
Beauty before, if you look at your older actresses or models, used to be fuller faces. They did just look fuller and,
The more voluptuous women, the round faces were, popular.
There's nothing great about being voluptuous anymore.
Yeah.
You have to look sleek, you have to have the great jawline, and then you have to have the great, the fullness on the malar area. And so, you know, beauty has changed.
Okay.
So that's how, there's no age, I can put it.
Okay. So tell me, what are the latest trends according to you in skin treatments? Tell us about the top trending non-surgical skin lifting and glow boosting. We spoke about some lifting ones. And what about glow boosting treatments like Ul Therapy, Photofacial, Aqua Gold, Fine Touch Facial and the likes?
Right. So since aesthetic medicine has evolved, we like to add these glamorous words to everything. It's a line which has become a line of glamour. We as doctors have also evolved. We didn't know how to do all these things, but
it's more relatable for a regular person, right? Like, do you want glow? Then it's called a glow facial.
Right, exactly. These are just terms coined for you to just know how it would look. But you need to understand the science. There's a science behind all this. At the end of the day, you're coming to a doctor's clinic. There's a lot of science in whatever equipment we are using. So whether it's Ul Therapy, that's HIFU for you. Whether we are using any of the glow treatments, so there's something which is called the radio. We have different treatments, whether you're using lasers, whether you're using pixel, whether you're using RF, whether you're using something which is RF pixel with needles. So all these are just great names given to different treatments. But at the end of the day, let me tell you, all treatments want to achieve lifting, fill up your lines and wrinkles, reposition your fat to and your fat and muscle and ligaments to where they were. Mm-hmm. That's what we are trying to achieve.
Okay, nice. And tell me, a lot of people are unaware of these. Like, one such treatment is also non-invasive thread lifting of the face.
Yes.
So can you tell us a little bit about it?
So thread lifting is minimally invasive, let's put it like that.
Okay.
So threads are simple. It's not a very hectic treatment. They're literally like barbed wires. Okay, we insert them from certain points on the face, and again, it's for lifting.
Okay.
We're just to lift the whole facial complex. The same thing that we're trying to achieve with equipments, we're trying to achieve with threads. Threads give a great wow look if you have a lot of volume on your face or you want to reposition a certain area. Threads can be used for that. It's a fairly simple treatment, 30 to 35 minutes. Some threads generate natural collagen, so those can also help you, to generate the collagen. So you don't need to add a filler or something on top. So they're lovely. The results are really good. They are minimally invasive, but depends on how long they last. And depends if you do want to go a little invasive also. But
correct.
I love threads. The results are beautiful.
And what's any downtime with it?
Threads could, there could be some bruising, there could be
swelling.
You could need about 3 to 5 days to heal or 7 days to heal, but generally it's safe. People love the results of threads.
Okay, fabulous. So I've heard of Russian lips. They seem to be the trend these days, thanks to all the fillers.
Yeah.
And all the filters, sorry, not fillers, on filters, social media.
Yes.
Yeah, everyone
and
wants
Russian
the perfect.
Russian women are beautiful. I think maybe that's why we picked
yeah,
up Russian
actually they
lips.
Are, that's true. So as an expert, what are your thoughts on it, on the procedure, and what are the pros and cons of Botox and lip filler treatment? How long does it last, sorry, and what is the right age to get them? But I know that you said that, but yeah. Safely.
Okay, so if you look at Russian lips, they're voluptuous, okay? They're right out there. If somebody walks in, you'll say, wow, her lips are done, okay? So if you're looking for that wow kind of a look where you come in and you're like, oh my God, I love the way your lips look, then great, go and do the Russian lips. I am not a big fan of the Russian lips. I actually prefer a natural look. You can put in, so fillers can be done in any areas, whether we widely talk about fillers. Fillers is just any area that you want to fill. So we have a wide variety of fillers. We have hydration fillers, we have biostimulators, which can stimulate your own natural collagen in certain areas to give you a hydration look. We have fillers that will fill, that is either under eyes or temples or chin or jawline. And then we have fillers where we can take care of structural problems. In case you feel, oh, your bridge or your bones have weakened out and that is causing, you know, the whole facial complex
sagging
to come
or
down.
Whatever, yes.
Or if the face is very gaunt and there's so much of volume loss to deal with. So different fillers do different things.
Right.
Russian lips look lovely. It's just a technique. They're different techniques. So this is just a technique of how the filler is.
Yeah, because like it's like in layman's terms, we say, oh, that's a bad job they've done. It looks so big or artificial. So there's a thin line, right?
Yes.
Between looking beautiful and...
But let me tell you, Meenakshi, some people just love that.
Okay, really, yeah.
Yeah, and you'll be amazed that if you travel international, especially if you go to Dubai or London or any of the, you know, if you go to Far East, all the women have lips that look like Russian lips.
Yeah,
and they
honestly
love the lips. So
yeah, and I guess
it's
to
personal.
Each their own. Yeah,
I think it's very personal,
own.
Yeah.
So, okay, thank you for sharing that. I actually have a really funny story to tell, two anecdotes. One is when, you know, I'm blessed with decent lips and I have friends who tease me sometimes when I'm taking photographs. Oh, let's pout like Meenakshi. And I say, I swear to God, I'm not pouting. I do have big lips. I'm blessed. You know, when people go to, you know, some of these beauty brands like Dior and all, they have lip plumpers. And they tease me, oh, you don't need these. And then I actually had somebody ask me, who saw me after 20 years, have you got your lips done? And I said, no, and I'm someone who will probably document it if I get something done, you know, and be very proud and say, oh, you look at the results, and you know, I feel great. So, yeah, it's very interesting because it always reminds me of that. So, that was one of the incidents.
Yeah, just to say to the camera, yes, I do have a little bit of a lip filler done. It's just a hydration filler. But it gives a good shape and a good hydration to the lips. So, that's why I have it done. I like the look of it. But it can be as natural as you want.
Yeah, because
so
yours looks
that.
Really natural. I didn't even realize.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, nice. Now, we're all noticing her lips. So, for all the podcast listeners, you can catch pictures and videos of her on the Instagram and Facebook on her and my account.
I just let somebody take it. But when I do fillers, I'm a very bad person. I'm just always instructing, put it here, put it there. So, I think it's a great idea to, you know, video me there.
No, but we just show your beautiful face and lips.
Definitely.
So, now everyone's trying to visualize them
Definitely.
On the podcast. Okay. So, now, moving on to the next thing. What is new in skin pigmentation treatment? I've heard so many people complain about this. I thought I had bad pigmentation till I realized by one good, decent doctor in Dubai who said to me, oh, by the way, you have freckles.
Yes.
And I spent like 3 years going to doctors. None of them said this to me. And they were all like, oh, you need pigmentation treatments. And nothing worked. And then I was told, well, they gave you the wrong advice. Obviously, I changed my doctor then. But... So what is new in skin pigmentation treatment? A lot of Indians deal with it, even a lot of, you know, Caucasians deal with it. Most of us have face issues of those, even dark circles. I'm also getting dark circles now. Hair fall as we age, yeah? All these things become more and more important to focus on. So what are some natural and non-surgical ways to prevent it?
So as we age, there are different things that happen. I mean, there are changes in our body. Our nutrition plays a very important role. So when we talk of skin or skin pigmentation, so these are different topics to deal with. If you're talking about skin or skin pigmentation, one is the sun. We live in a sun country, so that is the reason why you freckled. Maybe as a child you like to play in the sun, or
yes,
you have a family.
I was out
history.
All the time.
You yeah. were out all the time without yeah. sunscreen. None of our mothers at that Very. Point in time told us, oh, you know, slap the sunscreen on and then leave. Now we do tell our kids, but you know, we still don't do it as much as we should. A lot of sun is one of the issues. Secondly, freckles is something that you never need to bother about. They'll just come and go. They'll look lighter, darker. If you're exposed, if you stay inside for long periods of time, they'll just look lighter. But that is not the only pigmentation. There are different varieties of pigmentation. Okay. It can be hyper, it can be hypo. If it's more pigment or more color on your skin, there are so many different kinds of pigmentation that you
right.
deal with.
So the
with.
Treatments so are according
treatments
to the type.
Are according to the type. But one thing for all pigmentation is sun protection. You have to protect your skin. You can use some vitamin C. It also works as a protector. These days we have oral sunscreens which can work as sun protectors. We have super antioxidants like superoxide dismutase. We have beta carotene. They all can be taken. Just eat carrots
yeah.
and beetroot. They help. Yeah. So they all contain carotenoids. So that's how they could help. But pigmentation is a wide chapter to deal with. And you have to be always careful. Remember, be very careful. This is something that I want to say. Two things is, don't use steroids. You know, be cognizant of using
creams
for pigmentation
yeah.
because a lot of people like it, and a lot of doctors who don't know how to treat it give it just for this sudden wow
quick fix
and it just destroys the skin in long term. It destroys the skin for us when we have
yes.
to treat it. One is that, and secondly, when you're using any creams or anything, just start slow and avoid lasers with pigmentation. Be very careful if you're using a laser. Please go to a qualified laser specialist who knows what he's using, because he can just make your pigmentation so bad that you'd just then be stuck with it.
Okay. So, what do you recommend? Are there any home remedies, for like people with young children who are dealing with this? Or like you said, sunblock is, of course, and the...
Sunblock is essential. Pigmentation...
Does diet play a role in it, like you mentioned,
unless
a few
and until
vegetables?
You're looking at high... Unless and until you're looking at, your sugars metabolism not being great, you can have certain, dark patches around your neck or in your underarms or groin. If you're young kids and they have those patches, then I suggest that you check their insulin and check how much sugar are they eating. That is, again, something which can
yeah.
affect the metabolism and, cause those changes. Dark circles is inherently a lot to do with iron deficiency. 80% of my patients who have dark circles are deficient in iron.
Yes,
I would like to check iron levels always.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is, with age, you lose fat pads under your eyes. That can be another reason for the dark circles to come in. Check your sleep habits. Another thing is, do you rub your eyes a lot? Are you using too much gadget? Are you hydrating? Are you blinking enough? All these things can be
matter.
Reasons for your dark circles to get worse.
I didn't know that gadgets also cause. Maybe that's the reason I'm always on my phone working.
And gadgets have a lot of
yeah.
IR. And when if you're on your
yeah.
phone, you don't blink. And you
Correct.
Get a lot of dryness of your eyes, which affects
right.
the circulation there. So, and moisturizing. Darks, our skin around the eyes is very different from the rest of the face. So even if you don't like moisturizing your face, moisturize your eyes regularly.
Okay. So tell me... and of course, use the proper eye creams, right? Like there are some with vitamin C,
creams,
and there are
yes,
yeah.
we
yeah.
have a lot of eye creams with vitamin K, vitamin C, lightening, brightening agents like kojic acid, hyaluronic acid containing creams which help to moisturize. There's retinol that can be used, which can be improved the thickness of the skin or improve the quality of the skin. We have lasers that can be used under the eyes. We have PRP and Dermapen, so there are lots of treatments that can be done. So we can put in fillers under the eyes if you just want them to go completely. But said that, yes, it's an everyday process. You have to take care of your skin every day. You can't do it for a month and say, oh, I fixed it. You
yeah,
can never fix
no,
it.
Like there's no quick
yes,
fix, like I said
no
earlier.
There is no quick fix, yeah.
Okay, so nice. So everything that you put in energy and love towards and a lot of dedication,
yes.
you get, the returns accordingly, right?
Yes, exactly. Every day. Don't
yes.
say I put the sunscreen yesterday.
Right. I have to tell my son that.
Yes.
Okay. So a lot of people have started adding collagen supplements
yes.
to their diet.
Yes.
What are its benefits and why is it so important? And at what age should someone start it? Or again, does it vary? Also, another thing, like I had this personal experience that I was allergic to collagen powders initially. So is there some other way, or is there a way of testing it, or?
Well, generally, yes. You can test in case you're allergic to something. Either, you know, you can, once you eat it, you get a flare-up or urticaria, yes, or red patches or anything. That's one way. Otherwise, collagen is generally a marine source. So if you are allergic to fish or fish-related products, maybe you should avoid that.
Yes.
Besides that, collagen is fairly simple. A lot of patients have it. These days, collagen is being combined with another super antioxidant called astaxanthin. I love the combination because that is almost like 66,000 times more potent than vitamin C, and you know it's great as compared to vitamin C as an antioxidant. Collagen helps to improve the moisture content of the skin. This is what I have seen as a benefit. It does help to improve your skin, your nails, your hair. But the most important thing is it does help in building of some of the, you know, the amino acids or the building blocks of the skin. So that's how it might help. It does help to improve, obviously, if there is going to be an improvement in hydration, your lines and wrinkles will look better, your dark circles will look better. So that is the benefit of collagen. Very dry skins can again benefit from collagen by improving the hydration. So that would be my take on collagen.
So is it true, like for people like me who have sensitive skin, and this goes out because a lot of listeners or viewers must be even reaching out to you asking about sensitive skin. So, you know, we have to deal with things like rosacea growing up, or then vitamin C sometimes reacts, collagen reacts. So how do we go about, then you get scared of using retinol because, you know, everything that is strong reacts. So how do we, you know, do you even devise like skincare routines for people, or do you consult and then, you know, offer programs like that for them?
Yes.
Okay.
So what is inherently sensitive skins? You were not born with that. Maybe when you were a child, you didn't say, oh, I have so much of sensitivity. Yes, there are children who are born with atopic dermatitis or dry skins or dry skin conditions, and then they react and flare up to different products. Rosacea is an inherent skin condition. It's just sensitivity of your skin. So what we have to learn is stick with a certain set of products. Don't be a product shopper. What suits your friend is not necessarily going to suit you.
Yes.
You can use retinol, you can use vitamins, you can use everything on your skin, but introduce it slow. Always hydrate and moisturize. Use bland products. Know what you're using. Don't pick up a bottle because it looks good. Ask a doctor or a dermatologist or somebody who knows his brands and products very well. Exfoliation should be on a bare minimum. You don't use scrubs and all on a rosacea or, you know, any of sensitive skins. We have creams that contain exfoliants in them in controlled amount. You can use those creams with exfoliants. That'll work well. But one thing, don't be fearful of moisturizing. In my practice, I have learned that moisturizing is key. If your skin is balanced, you will not get these sensitivities.
Yes.
So very important it is to balance skin and give your skin free time. What we call is skin fasting. If you have you're using a product or using something 5 days a week, don't use anything 2 days a week. Your skin needs to heal. Don't over exfoliate. Don't overuse products. When you feel your skin is dry, dull, dehydrated, don't go and slap something on it. Maybe for 3-4 days, just moisturize it. Back to normal.
That's true.
Actually really helps.
No, but those are some really good tips, because these are the basics, I feel, of skincare. But a lot of people are scared because there's also so much overload of information on social media, people promoting things all the time, and you don't know, and you get attracted towards brands or, you know, things that may, like you said, work on somebody else, or you read articles and they are the new trending latest things. So I used to be, I'm a shopaholic. I used to be someone who would go and buy every new thing that came out and think that, oh, this, or I would ask my friend, I love your skin, what are you using? I'll buy it. So we've learned from our mistakes. So I think that's a very good tip, that don't be afraid to try, but then, you know, what suits another may
just
not suit you.
Stick with what. If you have sensitive skin and you find your click, you find your sunscreen, you find your moisturizer, stick with it. You want to add something, start with a short contact time, use it for an hour or 2 hours. If it works well for your skin, that's all.
Yeah.
And you can increase slowly. All products are good. It's just you need to know how to use them.
Correct. So Geeta, tell us some of the trends celebrities are opting for these days. On a fun note, we got to know it all. Who is that, what and where?
What we deal with also, what we saw before, maybe 5-7 years back, there was a time of excess. there was excess of everything. We were seeing excessive lips, excessive cheeks. People were just looking so different. Suddenly, that seemed to have changed. It's more natural now. The sun-kissed look, let's keep it makeup-free. That is all coming in trends. Okay. So that is what everybody really wants.
Okay.
So I feel from that point of view, hydration is picked up. That's why we have these biostimulator fillers, because I mean, I'm not joking. I had a girl who was 16 and 17 and she wanted to start, one of these film schools, these media schools.
Mm-hmm.
And she came to me and she's so young and pretty. And she's like, but, you know, I need to put in fillers because everybody has them. So I said, no, but you don't need to, darling.
Yeah.
She's like, but I want to. And she's a good friend of mine's daughter. So my friend was like, oh, please don't.
Right.
So we put in biostimulators for her. So basically what are they? They just injected it 5 points on your face. It just helps to increase the hydration and the, you know, the quality of the skin, but contours at the same time. So when she went for her shoot again or for, you know, the portfolio, the guy just loved her look and he said, you know, what have you done? And it was just the simple things,
right,
thing that we did for her. So right angles, right views is more in fashion. Contouring, cuttings, sharp jawlines are back again. The overdone up faces are not liked anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the celebrity trend that I see changing now.
Perfect. Okay. Any favorite celebrities you have here or internationally who you feel look amazing?
I love Jennifer Lopez. I think she's so good. Madhuri Dixit has done a good job in India.
Yes.
I think her face is looking very natural and nice.
Exactly.
But J-Lo is my personal favorite.
And at that age, she's 50 or
yes.
50 plus, right? It's fantastic,
it is
honestly.
Just Angelina Jolie looks good too.
Yes.
But it's just that her face is too cut and she just maybe lost a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
But she has a great looking face again.
Correct. I agree. So tell me, what are the challenges of being a doctor, an entrepreneur, and can you believe she's a parent to 3 kids? How do you maintain a healthy work-life balance?
How
do you get this beautiful glow besides what you do? And, you know, she's so particular about food, exercise, she's fabulous.
I don't have time for anything. And I just really, and she's a good friend, so she knows that I'm always juggling. But the good part is it's time management. I love my kids so that they somehow come as priority. So work-life balance is very important. It's difficult to do it. But I'm just always running around in circles and trying to make everyone happy.
But basically, she's modest and very good at what she does. Because I've even seen the way she hosts a simple dinner for a few close friends. And everything is so well done, so well curated. That, you know, I guess the work-life balance is going really well.
Thank you for the kind words, Minaji.
Okay, no, it's true. So how do you switch off from your work, you know, since family is so important, you know, for you? What are some new interests or hobbies you discovered during the lockdown at home? I remember you were telling me you like to go away for the weekends with your family.
Yes.
Any guilty pleasures? So, you know, give us a little glimpse into your life.
So for me, yes, lockdown was amazing. I just said I didn't have time and then I had so much time. So I had my littlest one during the lockdown when he was just two.
Yes.
So, I mean, I thought what I didn't see with my elder two girls, I did get to see his early years and spend a lot of time. I spent a lot of time with my girls also. So it was a great family bonding time. It was a great time to discover nature back again. I'm a nature lover. I just love the peace and quiet and trees. So I loved going back to just the basic and just my trees and flowers and taking long walks. So yeah, it was just a lovely time. And I think post that, I do a lot more of that. Another thing that I've learned because of the lockdown is, to say no.
Yeah.
I was a person who could never say no.
Right,
but
I remember.
The lockdown taught me, no, I can do it. I can't do it. I just cannot.
Yes.
So that was something that I did learn in the lockdown.
Right.
Guilty pleasures. My only guilty pleasure is jewelry.
Oh,
I love jewelry.
And she has fantastic jewelry. What a coincidence. I just mentioned it to her recently that I love your jewelry, your taste in jewelry.
That is the only guilty pleasure that I have. And my husband
and a great investment
me
too.
At each time. And he's like, why? Why do you want it again? I don't love anything else. But yeah, I do love jewelry. That's my only guilty pleasure.
Okay, nice. And apart from work, which 3 things are you most passionate about? I think you've said them, but come on, let's hear it again.
Okay, my 3 things are my kids and my husband and my family. I think I do some extent I live for them.
Yes.
Secondly, I'm a fitness freak. I love fitness. So I love my treadmill, my walks, my running, my jogging. I enjoy that. I think that gives me like a feel-good factor. And the third is spirituality. I'm a spiritual person. So I love to chant. I love to pray. I love to read my God's books. I like reading about every religion. So, yeah.
She sounds too good to be true. Okay. The perfect wife, the perfect mother, the perfect doctor, let's say now. Okay. No, but more power to you. I wish that you get more and more time to, you know, indulge in everything that you love. Okay. So, it's been 15 years you're in the business and 11 years, is it, since you started the clinic? So, what do you have aligned for the upcoming years for Skin & You?
Skin & You has always been a small brand. We have been a brand, but yes, we just have one center. And I've been always trying to juggle everything around so that we can... So we do plan to, you know, increase the number of clinics and go forward. My daughters plan to join, so maybe I hope that happens.
Yes.
And yeah, at the moment, very happy where we are. We have lots of patients and lots of work, so it's great. So let's see where the future takes us.
Okay, lovely. So thank you so much for sharing about, you know, your practice, about everything that you do, little glimpses into your life. And thank you for being here on Empower. Geeta, may you keep shining as you always do and
thank
glowing
you,
and make all of us glow and look beautiful.
My pleasure.
So Skin & You is where she is. Thank you, my lovely listeners, for being here, for tuning in every week. Don't forget to catch up all this and more fun videos, a lot of nice pictures and great content on our social media, Meenakshi Kuvadikar on Facebook and Instagram, and on Dr. Geeta Fazlboy's Instagram, which is on your name.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And her clinic is Skin & You.
Yes,
absolutely. So feel free to email me anytime for anything on empoweredbymeenakshi@gmail.com. And until then, as always, keep shining, keep smiling, have a safe and fantastic week, everyone, and don't forget to own it.